I compare it to the tricorder in Star Trek where they measure some things and they're like, let me get back to you tomorrow with an antidote. And they create it. They synthesize it. And amazingly, this is exactly what we're doing.
Imagine a cancer treatment custom made just in time and just for you. Boston scientists, including Dr. Nir Hacohen of Massachusetts General Hospital and the Broad Institute, recently showed that it's possible. This week, we're continuing our series, This Moment in Cancer. Today, WBUR's Kerry Goldberg looks at a new way to fight cancer, a personal vaccine.
Martha Pfeiffer knew she was at high risk for melanoma, a potentially deadly skin cancer.
I, you know, had a gazillion sunburns as a kid. It was sort of the classic thing my poor mother tried and tried.
In 2012, she felt a new mole on the back of her arm.
And I said, I don't remember that. And I looked at it. I didn't think much of it, and I didn't go running right in. But sure enough, that one turned out to be the one that I got the call about.
The mole was melanoma. Pfeiffer, a writer and editor who lives in Stowe, Massachusetts, had surgery to remove the tumor and the lymph nodes under her arm. A couple of years later, more melanoma turned up, and she needed more surgery. Not an uncommon course of events so far, but now it gets futuristic. She qualified for a study at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute that began by taking cells from her tumor to analyze their DNA.
And then they did a genetic mapping of the cells, and they were able to isolate the mutated cells that were specific to the melanoma. And that's where the cooking comes in.
The cooking uses a scientific recipe that was published recently in the journal Nature. You take those unique tumor mutations and you use prediction algorithms to choose about 20 of them as likely to be your best targets. Then you make a vaccine that trains the patient's immune system to attack only cells with those targets. The targets are called neoantigens. Neo because they're new. They exist only on the tumor. Finally, you add a booster that stimulates the patient's immune response.
We actually create and synthesize a vaccine just for that individual so that never existed anywhere else in the world and will never again because only that person has that cancer.
Nir Hacohen says you then inject the vaccine into the patient's arms or legs multiple times. And if all goes well, the patient's own immune cells will hunt down the tumor cells they're now trained to recognize, even if the cancer has spread.
When they find the tumor or any piece of the tumor, they'll start to attack it. And the hope is to be able to get this vaccine to work strongly enough to completely eliminate the tumor, not to just kill a little bit of it.
Familiar vaccines like the shots against measles or chickenpox also train our own immune system to recognize and kill an invader. But this personal vaccine is what's called a therapeutic vaccine. It treats an illness rather than preventing it. For decades, the quest for a therapeutic vaccine against cancer has frustrated researchers. Dr. Catherine Wu at Dana-Farber and the Broad Institute says even a couple of years ago, cancer vaccines did not look good.
When I was a postdoc, all the literature was about how vaccines didn't work. There were plenty of studies, clinical trials that could see laboratory evidence of immune responses, but it didn't do anything for the patients.
Now, cancer vaccines are looking more promising. There's been dramatic progress on analyzing tumor DNA and on treatments that harness the patient's own immune system to fight cancer. Traditional cancer treatments like chemotherapy can cause harsh side effects because they attack healthy cells along with the cancer. But a personal cancer vaccine is so precisely targeted that Martha Pfeiffer says the side effects were no worse than a mild flu.
Yeah, I was, sitting in the infusion center and always so apologetic to people that I was having it so easy.
Dr. Glenn Dranoff of Novartis is a longtime leader in cancer vaccines. He says these personal vaccines successfully combine the power of cancer genetics with new insights into the immune system.
So the work is scientifically very compelling.
It's a novel approach, he says, an elegant proof of concept, but
whether or not that's going to translate into better outcomes for cancer patients is going to require significant more study and clinical testing.
That will take extensive clinical trials. It also remains to be seen how much personal cancer vaccines could cost. Some other new cancer treatments run hundreds of thousands of dollars. Clinical trials are now underway to try this type of personal vaccine for lung and bladder cancer and glioblastoma, the brain cancer. So interest is high, but these are early days. Martha Pfeiffer was one of just 6 melanoma patients in the 2-year study that was published in Nature. Her scans have remained clear so far, but she has no guarantee the cancer won't recur.
You know, I'm going on the assumption that this is working, but people say to you, oh, did the vaccine work? And my response is, you only know if it doesn't work, really.
Whatever happens, Pfeiffer is a pioneer patient for a new mode of cancer treatment.
You're beginning to see how scientists have cracked the code that distinguishes individual cancers and the individual immune system on a patient-by-patient basis.
And that's a momentous change, says Jesse Bohm, the associate director of the Broad Institute's cancer program.
Historically, cancer's been treated based on the part of the body it's come from. We've moved into treating cancer based on grouping patients, often within tumor types. But we even know that most patients, even that look roughly similar, don't respond in the same way. And so you have to make it personal.
Bohm says, until now, it didn't look possible to develop a new drug for every single patient.
The authors have shown that you could produce a drug and deliver it right back to that patient. It's the stuff you would have fantasized about a decade ago.
In fact, Hakoen says, he and Wu were fantasizing about this a decade ago in many a late-night husband and wife talk about what it would take to really eliminate a cancer. Now, it's sometimes a dinner table topic with their 3 kids.
For example, the first day that we saw an immune response to the first vaccine we gave for the first patient, kind of an exciting time. And of course, the kids were like, so you cured cancer? We're like, no.
And Hakoen and others have co-founded a biotech company called Neon Therapeutics that's raised more than $160 million to develop the personal vaccines for market. Other researchers and companies are also pursuing personal cancer vaccines. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.